Married by Tony Bagley.
Ah, you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
What is this place? You all look like me.
We are you, except we haven't got a universe to go to. That's why we're all living here.
There must be hundreds of me here. Why are you all floating around in this big pink bubble?
There are just too many Robin Lightfoots and not enough universes to go round.
What am I doing here, then? I have got a universe to go to. I've got two universes to go to.
It's because of Robins like you that Robins like us are on a waiting list. I bet you've also got a weekend cottage in both universes, depriving the local population of valuable housing stock.
No, I've just got the one house, the same house in both universes. Surrey is a depressed area in the universe in which I currently reside, so the house isn't worth as much as in my previous universe.
We'd like to get to live in any house, no matter what it's worth. This big pink bubble we're living in will get bigger and bigger until it just bursts. Our only hope is for new universes to be created before that happens.
Well, in the meantime, isn't there something you can do to improve your lot?
What do you expect us to do? Sell the big issue to one another? Look out, Robin 69, you're too near the edge. You'll stick to the side. Oh, too late. Oh, well, never liked him anyway.
Oh, what an awful way for one of me to go. Oh, what a horrible nightmare. Hundreds of Robins without a universe to go to.
A big pink bubble.
You're not telling me the God who allows hundreds of me to roam through nothingness in a big pink bubble is a benevolent God.
Well, what do you expect him to do?
Find universes for us. Oh, well, now I'm angry. Now it's personal.
Personal? How can it be personal if there's hundreds of you?
Well, they'll all die without ever having known Surrey. What a waste.
Yeah, well, Kirsty's about to die too. By the way, you haven't signed the petition.
What petition?
The petition to get Kirsty a reprieve. She's going to hang next month, in case you've forgotten. Well, what are you waiting for?
Who am I, Dirk?
I don't know, do I? I don't even know who I am.
Well, maybe it's time you found out.
Never stay with one Dirk long enough. In the last few weeks, I've been a Dirk with a death wish, a Dirk who stalks golfing celebs, and a Dirk in love. Now I'm a Dirk trying to prevent the state from judicially murdering the woman I love.
But haven't you got a favourite Dirk you want to settle down with?
No, because I'm all these Dirks. I'm a multifaceted Dirk. A Dirk of a thousand faces. A Dirk for all seasons. I accept my Dirkness is mysterious and unknowable.
Hundreds of Robins without a home to go to.
I never believed there were two Robins, let alone hundreds. I went along with it because it amused me. It enlivened my otherwise shallow existence.
Maybe it was just a fantasy. Maybe I never existed in that world. Oh, writing my sci-fi novel only heightens the unreality of it all. It's about a man from this world who wakes up in my world, you know.
Yeah, I know what it's about. Can you get Leslie to sign the petition?
Ex-husband asks the wife who despises him to sign a petition to reprieve the woman who killed her boyfriend. Yeah, she's bound to sign.
Where do I sign?
You're going to sign Dirk's Kirsty Walker's innocent petition. This is the woman who topped Murdo in case you'd forgotten.
The evidence against Kirsty was flimsy and circumstantial.
All right, who are you and what have you done with Leslie?
Kirsty was in my care and I failed to protect her from Murdo. I'll give Dame Jane a ring. She'll want to sign the petition too.
I'll ask you just one more time, alien. Then I'm going to torch the strange, unworldly pods that spawned you. Where
is... You realise you're displacing your unresolved grief by signing his petition? No, I'm not. Robin, this is Philippa.
I know Philippa.
We've met?
We've met.
Well, sorry, I don't remember. I feel I should. I seem to have upset you. If you can't remember him, it's probably because you haven't met him, but he's met you. He thinks he's from a parallel universe. So it's like multiple personality disorder, except both personalities are you.
No, it's like being from a parallel universe.
Philippa's a psychiatrist. But then you'll know that if you've already met.
She's a structural engineer where I come from.
I'd die to do a paper on you. This could be a new syndrome. You mean he's ill? Oh, yes, almost certainly. He should seek professional help as soon as possible.
Do you always give lifts to mad people who think they're from a parallel universe?
Are you going to tell me what I've done to incur your wrath?
I asked you out.
In this other universe?
Only because I'm attracted to women who aren't interested in me.
So it's safe to ask them out because you know they'll say no?
I said I'm attracted to women who aren't interested in me. Not the same thing at all.
Behind every monstrous ego, there's low self-esteem. Forget about the paper. There's a book in you.
Many, many books. All of them closed to you.
In the meantime, you should still seek help.
Well, what's the point if my syndrome doesn't yet exist and the book is yet to be written?
Do you think it's rational to punish me for denting your monstrous ego, for giving you the brush off?
Who said you gave me the brush off?
I thought you said...
I'm attracted to women I think won't want anything to do with me. Sometimes I get it wrong and discover they do.
I said yes. I went out with you. I've slept with you. So, what was I like?
This is a subject I never discuss with strangers.
I thought I was the person you slept with.
Men who discuss women in this way are insecure, dim-witted braggarts.
I think I'm entitled to know how I rated.
Oh, and you think I'm the one who needs help?
I can't believe I'm talking about this as if it actually happened. So how did we meet?
I was an architect. You were the structural engineer on a nursery school I designed. It was mutual disdain at first sight.
We built a relationship on mutual disdain.
We seemed to thrive on it. If we found areas we agreed on, we quickly brushed them under the carpet and pretended they didn't exist.
So for the sake of our relationship, we suppressed those areas where we were mutually compatible.
And as time went by, when the novelty had worn off, we discovered we had more and more things in common.
So, the relationship was doomed from the start.
In the sense it was a relationship that thrived on friction. The trouble is we kept agreeing with one another.
Who ended the relationship?
You did.
You surprised me. I take it you wanted it to continue.
I felt we could have given it a bit longer.
Why didn't we try to build on this productive area of disagreement?
Because things had been said.
What are these things that couples say to one another? And no matter what things have been said, I notice they always find new things to say. Couples. How I hate the concept of the couple.
Yeah, I agree. And the way couples are couples when giving presents, but miraculously transform into two individuals when receiving presents.
I agree.
Anyway, we kept agreeing and things were said.
You do blame me.
That would be irrational. You're not the Philippa from my world.
But in her absence, you blame me. What about Leslie? Do you want to get back together with her?
I can't answer that until I've found out who I am.
You and Leslie don't strike me as a couple.
Oh, we're not. I woke up next to her one morning when I arrived here. I inherited her.
Interesting that you've edited out the backstory. Courtship, the early years of marriage, what should have been a happy period in your life.
I never got the happy bit. I arrived here 16 years into the damn marriage.
I suspect you wouldn't want to be bothered with happiness even if it did happen to you. Did you warm to her?
Well, when the marriage was falling apart, I suppose I got used to her rather than warmed to her. Try not to warm to people unless I can possibly help it.
I suppose one does get used to Leslie. She strikes me as being terrifically dull.
I'm beginning to remember why I was attracted to you.
I wouldn't have said that if she was a friend. Well, maybe I would.
So, if she's not a friend...
I'm counselling a couple of women at the refuge. You see, what's interesting...
You're wasting your time analysing me. I'm not going to let you name a syndrome after me.
Would you have involved yourself with her if you'd met her under more normal circumstances? If you hadn't just woken up next to her?
Someone as dull as Leslie? Well, what do you think?
No, of course I shan't sign your petition.
Oh.
But I shall take overall command of the campaign. I'm patron. They're not going to string up one of my gals. What other big names do you have on board?
Just you, Dame Jane. They don't come much bigger than you.
True, but we'll also need the anti-hanging Chatterati. I like a good hanging, you see. Most of us crime writers do. Never happier than when some malcontent is dangling at the end of a rope.
Will you please go away, woman? You've given me a lift home. Your role in my life is at an end.
You live in a basement flat. Someone with your ego.
I'm not living here by choice. I'm supporting a wife, two children and two guinea pigs. Look, this is a public place. If you don't stop analysing me, I'll call the police.
I've never encountered anyone quite like you. You say things out loud the rest of us only dream of saying. You actually say what you think.
I'd say it more often if I knew who it was who was saying the things I think.
The one thing you have no need to ask yourself is, who am I? If anyone knows who he is, it's you. Your every utterance proclaims who you are.
You proclaiming I'm a man whose every utterance proclaims who he is only magnifies my self-doubt.
I'm serious. You're the sort of person who'd argue with God.
Not for argument's sake, I hope. I might challenge some of his more wayward assertions.
I think I've got a handle on you now. You're just a plain old-fashioned snob.
Snob, yes. Elitist, no. I'm as egalitarian as it's possible to be. I believe everyone is hoi polloi except me.
There'll come a time when you'll no longer be able to screen out the hoi polloi. What about when you're admitted to your nursing home?
I intend to be admitted to a pretentious nursing home. A home in which daytime television is banned and the staple fare is Bartok string quartets.
I'm just glad you're not running the world. But then, one of you probably is somewhere.
Look, will you please stop following me? I never invite strange women in. They might falsely accuse me of taking advantage of them.
But you know me. We've even slept together.
A mistake never to be repeated. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to write a few pages of my sci-fi novel tonight. It's about a man who wakes up in a parallel universe.
Where am I? Oh, no, what am I doing back here again?
We can't live with one another for a second longer in this silly pink bubble. Mm. We're all so monstrously egotistical, we spend all our time arguing with one another. We want a divorce.
But there are hundreds of you to choose from. I'd have thought there'd be a few Robins here you'd get on with.
Afraid not. The sad truth is, we can't even live with ourselves. I want to live in your house, in this universe called Surrey.
Surrey isn't a universe. It's a county in a country, on a planet, in a solar system, in a star system, in a galaxy, in 100 billion galaxies.
We've only got your word for that. If we disposed of you, we could draw lots to see which of us gets to live in this Surrey universe. Hmm? And your holiday cottage, which deprives local people of valuable housing stock. Ooh. I absolutely agree. Well,
Great idea. Cheers for Robin.
This is amazing. We're all agreeing with each other. What are we waiting for, boys? Let's get
it. No, wait. You can't build a relationship on mutual concord.
Well, come on, you lot.
No. Oh, they all hate me. Hundreds of me want me dead. How can I live with myself?
Could I just say, Dame Jane, gardenias are the cruelest flower, changed my life. I thought it was simply the best...
Put a cork in it, can't abide crawlers. Who is this toadying ninny?
Dirk, he's Kirsty's boyfriend. Who are you trying first, Dame Jane?
Brian Sewell.
Brian Sewell? Apostle of all things modern and creator of Esplan?
To think Dame Jane Hyde, the Dame Jane Hyde, has taken it upon herself to enlist Brian Sewell, the Brian Sewell, to save my girl.
I told you to put a cork in it. Brian, Jane here. I'll get straight to the point, no shilly-shallying. I'm patron of this little women's refuge, and one of our girls has got herself in a spot of bother. To put no finer point on it, she's going to swing. We've got this petition, and you're going to present it at Downing Street on Monday. You can? Good man. Right, that's Brian Sewell on board.
He's coming on our demo.
He needs the publicity. The sales figures for the new spring S-Plan range were disastrous. Though, for Stephen Fry...
Oh, to think Dame Jane Hyde, the Dame Jane Hyde, has taken it upon herself to try and enlist royal biographer Stephen Fry. The Stephen Fry.
Another murmur out of you, and I'll have to break you.
Shut up, Dirk, and let Dame Jane go to work.
Stephen, it's Jane. Not a moment to lose, my dear. They're going to put a noose round the neck of some innocent young girl next month, and we are going to put a stop to it. You are going to present our petition at Downing Street on Monday. If you say no, I'm going to come round there and lop off several of your outer extremities using a very blunt cutting tool. Oh, might have known you'd enjoy it, you pervy royal biographer, you... What, eh? Well, there's a thing. Can't say I'm surprised, my dear. According to Stephen, and he has all the latest gossip, Blair's sacked his press secretary and replaced him with an Indian guru.
We've got Stephen Fry, too.
Needs to get that kisser of his on the front of a few papers. His book about the king's just out in paperback.
Oh, people are so wonderful. It's at times like this you see the human race in all its glory.
Oh, for the enfant terrible of installation art himself, John Humphreys.
Oh, you'll never get Humphreys. He's become an embittered recluse since the failure of his Donkey in Formaldehyde exhibition.
Got his answer phone. John, it's Jane. Now then, you old vagabond. A young girl's being hanged next month. By the way, the idea is to save her from the gallows rather than to provide you with a cadaver to pickle. We are assembling at Downing Street on Monday at 10 sharp, and you're going to be there. And no cheap publicity stunts. Leave your giant joke dildo at home and refrain from smearing yourself with elephant dung. And wear some clothes this time. A man your age in a thong is not a pretty sight. Godfrey's painted both Archbishop of Canterbury's wearing nothing but thongs, you know. Not what the poor old boys were expecting.
Thongs of praise?
Might as well have painted them bollock naked and had done with it.
Thongs for the memory.
Never understood why we need two Archbishops of Canterbury, just because we've always had two.
Thongs? Oh,
don't say you weren't warned.
Oh.
Hi there.
Hi.
Any problems?
Well, they've both been fed and watered. Ned's just gone to bed and Maxine went out about half an hour ago.
What about Ned's foot cream?
All taken care of.
Oh, thanks for stepping into the breach. You've even tied it up, I see. Here, have a Kirsty Walker's Innocent sticker.
Got one. Got hundreds. I share an office with Dirk, remember?
You signed the petition, I hope.
Yes.
We've got a coach going up to London to
present the petition at Downing Street. Yeah, yeah. You've become obsessed with the Kirsty Walker's Innocent campaign.
You are coming?
Might.
Well, don't put yourself out.
Oh, it's just the idea of being trapped on a coach with a hoi polloi.
Oh, there'll hardly be hoi polloi. The cream of Surrey's Chatterati will be on that coach.
Anyone who isn't me is hoi polloi, whoever I am.
Maybe Philip was right. Maybe you are ill.
Yes, well, I'm not the one displacing my unresolved grief by working all hours on the Kirsty Walker's Innocent campaign.
I'm doing this because I let Kirsty down.
Ah, so Philip is right about me being ill and wrong about you displacing your unresolved grief?
All I'm saying is that if you're bonkers, you're not entirely responsible for your actions. And if you're not responsible, there have been times in the last few months when I may have been unnecessarily harsh. If so, I'm sorry.
Well, how dare you accuse me of not being responsible for my actions? I unleash my malfeasance upon the world in the full knowledge that I know what I'm doing. Did I imagine it, or did you just say I'm sorry?
I wonder if I can get Philippa to come on the dinner.
I'm not coming if she's coming. By the way, she thinks you're dull.
The universe in which Proudfoot found himself marooned was eerily familiar and yet incomprehensibly alien. Maybe eerily alien and incomprehensibly familiar is better. Oh, who's that? I'm trying to create here.
Hello.
Go away. I've told you already. I have no intention of letting you name a syndrome after me.
I'm not here in a professional capacity. Can I come in?
Oh. Well?
This is very difficult. I've been experiencing feelings of...
Well, speak it out, woman. You're a psychiatrist. If you can't describe what you're feeling, what hope is there for the rest of us?
I've been experiencing feelings of guilt, and I don't know why. I mean, it wasn't as if I gave you the elbow. She did. Not that she exists, of course.
Well, I believe your profession calls it transference.
Well, don't you care that I feel guilty?
Why do you care if I care or not? I'm a monstrous ego with low self-esteem.
That's it. You're just going to draw a line under everything, after being so vile to me.
Yes, goodbye.
After showing me how we could have a less than perfect relationship based on mutual disdain. Do you know how long I've been looking for that sort of relationship?
Am I to understand I'm being propositioned?
Not propositioned, exactly.
You're propositioning someone you've diagnosed as bonkers. Someone who, if he was feeble-minded enough to let it happen, could be your patient.
You're insufferably rude and a terrible snob, but in some absurdly strange and indefinable way, I feel drawn to you.
Interesting. I pursued you in my universe. Here, you pursue me. And it seems I've created that situation by telling you about my lack of success in my universe.
Don't ask me to explain it.
So, what do you suggest? We pick up where we left off so I can be cast aside again like some used plaything you've grown bored with? I have no intention of resuming this relationship.
I'm almost throwing myself at you.
I'm sparing you the trauma of what turned out to be a bumpy ride, which is more than you did for me.
You're an unfeeling monster, and I just wish I didn't have this thing for unfeeling monsters.
See a psychiatrist.
God, I never realised I was such a masochist. I'll never be able to look at myself in the mirror again.
Well, you will if it's an act of masochistic self-abasement. I wish I could say the reason I'm spurning you is personal. It isn't. I'm not punishing you for the things you've done, haven't done to me.
Then what?
Maybe I'm making progress with my quest for identity. Maybe I'm beginning to realise I'm totally devoid of people skills. I was a reclusive bachelor in my universe. Why should I be any different here?
Maybe it's Leslie you're punishing. You're spurning me because of my doppelganger's misdemeanours, in the same way Leslie spurned you because of her Robin's misdemeanours. Maybe you're just doing to me what Leslie did to you. Think about it.
Where am I? Oh, no.
Look, everyone. He's brought a woman home to meet us.
There must be hundreds of you.
231, to be precise. And you're not allowed in our big pink bubble. Even if we were ready for a relationship, it wouldn't be with you.
You're all punishing me for things I haven't done to you.
Besides, we don't have people skills. That's why we live alone in a big pink bubble. Kindly vacate our big pink bubble at once.
Where am I? What is this place? Oh, my God, there are hundreds of you.
It's Leslie you're all punishing. You're doing to me what Leslie did to you, punishing you for her Robin's misdemeanors.
That's right. Leslie's responsible for everything. Let's get her.
All 231 robins have suddenly transmogrified into Iberian marsh frogs. This is the most surreal dream I've ever had.
Look out! The big pink bubble's about to burst!
Oh, it's all Leslie's fault. 231 Iberian marsh frogs, well, robins, can't be wrong.
Home Secretary, be warned. Hang Kirsty Walk and I'll come after you and break you. I will break you as I have broken countless men before you. If you are harboring a futile belief that because you're Home Secretary you might win, think again. Have you ever had to lie doggo in a snake-infested paddy field, breathing through hollowed-out bamboo while pretending to be a Malayan central heating engineer? No? Well, I have. That's the sort of person you'll be going up against. The only consolation is that you'll find being broken by me a cleansing and character-building experience. Some men have even taken holy orders after being broken by me. So, unless you secretly aspire to the priesthood, I suggest you reprieve Kirsty Walk now!
This is so moving. To think all these people have turned out for my Kirsty.
Leslie, I've been doing a lot of thinking about who I am lately. Philippa says it's not her I'm punishing. She says it's you I'm punishing. No, I'll start again. I've got ahead of myself. I've been punishing Philippa, you see.
Have you?
Yes, and she thinks the punishment I'm dishing out to her is really meant for you. I'm doing to her what you did to me, punishing me for your Robin's misdemeanors.
Oh, look, everyone. The PM's new Indian guru has sent out his musicians to envelop us in good karma. What a nice gesture.
You see, I've been harboring the illusion I possess people's skills. I'm just not cut out for marriage. In fact, I'm not cut out to be in the same room as a member of the human race. I suppose what I'm saying is, I've given up on the quest to get you back.
I didn't know there was a quest to get me back.
This isn't personal. This has nothing to do with you being dull.
Thanks.
Obviously, I'll still be around, what with the new baby and everything. Rest assured, I won't shirk my obligations on that front. But the important thing is for you to come to terms with planning the rest of your life without me.
I had come to terms with it. That's why I divorced you. Is there something going on between you and Philippa?
I thought you had more backbone, Sewell. What does it matter who hands in the petition?
Leslie, what's going on? Stephen's insisting he presents the petition and Brian isn't having it. He's threatening to go home.
Well, he can't. He'll ruin everything.
Thank God John Humphreys has turned up fully clothed. He says he's experimenting with suits and ties.
No, he isn't.
Uh-oh, spoke too soon. He's disrobing.
What's that he's smearing over his hideously thonged frame?
Elephant dung.
Oh.
It's all starting to go wrong.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
Maybe it is displacement. Maybe I am doing this so I don't have to connect with my grief.
There goes Brian Sewell. Your campaign's falling apart, you superannuated queen of crime.
Stand your ground, Sewell, damn you!
My poor Murdo. What did that Kirsty do to you? Kirsty Walk is guilty! Kirsty Walk is guilty! Kirsty Walk!
This is a shambles. I'm off. If you'll all excuse me, I've got some bridges to build. Rebuild. With Philippa. Oh, move your painfully unfunny joke dildo, Humphreys. I'm trying to get by.
Dame Jane, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has to be the most...
Hello?
Philippa, you were right. The punishment I dished out to you was aimed at Leslie all along.
You've just realised that?
I was doing to you what she was doing to me, punishing you for her Robin's misdemeanours.
So I've decided to actually punish her by giving up my quest to get her back.
You're agreeing with my analysis of the situation, then?
Well, I have to admit, your analysis was spot on.
It always is. So where does that leave us?
What do you mean?
If we're agreeing now, what chance will we have of maintaining any mutual disdain 3 or 4 years down the line?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Face it, we're mutually compatible. And as time goes on, we'll discover we have more and more things in common. We're just not cut out for a life of concord. It wouldn't work.
I agree.
There you go again, agreeing with me.
She's right. What applies to Leslie applies to all women. Can't live with them if we've got a relationship based on mutual disdain. Can't live with them if we haven't. I'm just a reclusive, bad-tempered git. It's my gimmick. It's what I do. It's what we all do. All 231 of me. We're just not cut out to share our life with anyone. I think I'll write a few pages of my sci-fi novel before I turn in. The universe in which Proudfoot found himself marooned was eerily different. A goldfish, perhaps. Maybe I could live with a goldfish. At a pinch.
Looking at a man is getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, Stephen Frost was Dirk, Stephanie Cole was Dame Jane Hyde, and Siobhan Redmond was Philippa. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Claire Jones.
Now then, Mr. Lightfoot, eat up your stewed prunes, or it's no more Bartok String Quartet for you.
Where am I?
In a pretentious nursing home.
Oh, no, not the other robins again.
Yes, all 231 of them. They all wanted to be admitted to a pretentious nursing home, too.
Oh.